We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hi, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to your guys, a 38-6 win over Delaware State. Just give me your impressions on how your team played.
Well, we got a win. Desperately needed one. We probably played, we made some strides offensively, played a little bit better offensively. You know, Kyle did a nice job. So we played better. The kicking game, we were really solid. We kicked the ball better than we've been kicking it. We've covered better. Defensively, probably how I felt coming out of that game, not good at all. Sit there and you say, well, they only scored 6 points on you, but it wasn't really a great effort by our guys. Probably it was the worst defensive performance this year and probably the worst defensive performance in a while here. So we got to get better. There's no question about that. We have to play better. And, in all three phases.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Coach Huseman, Wayne Galloway was an integral part of what you guys did on defense. And your previous comments notwithstanding, I wonder if you could talk about his path to playing time. He's one of those guys who seems to have really paid his dues to get into that lineup. Thank you.
Yeah, John, he was backing up Wheels at the Sam linebacker position, and he's practiced really well. He's a good player. And, we just, the way he was practicing, how well he was practicing, what he was doing out there, we decided to move Tristan to Mike. We practiced him, throughout camp and leading up to it. And then, so we could get Wayne on the field. And so we went with Wayne and Wheels. That's probably the way we'll go this week too.
Thank you. And Coach, could you talk about a little bit what you were disappointed in? I know the penalties didn't throw you on defense, but was there defensive execution that bugged you? Thank you.
There was a lot of things. Penalties was first and foremost. I was very aggravated. I thought we were very undisciplined as a football team. I hate that more than anything. The discipline part of it, our angles were poor. We tackled poor. We didn't fit gaps correctly. We didn't run stunts correctly. We flopped around quite a bit. There was a lot of things. We just probably had enough talent that we could overcome, a poor performance like that. But we're not going to overcome a poor performance like that. And from here on out, I guarantee that. And it'll come back and bite us if we don't prepare, and execute like we're capable. We've got good players. They just, Wayne played really well and Xander Barnett played really well. Other than that, nobody else played well.
Thank you.
Next question from Anthony Zakaka. Go ahead, Anthony.
Kyle Wickersham performed really well last game, passing for 242 yards and 2 touchdowns. What did you like about his game after only passing for 271 through the first 2 games?
He progressed. I mean, he knew where we wanted to go with the ball. He got it out quickly. He didn't make a whole lot of mistakes as far as where the football should go during the course of that game. Awful proud of him, and just his eyes and his composure. He's still got a lot of things to clean up to be a really good quarterback, but he made strides in this game, no question about it. And I think it was, from pre-snap reads to post-snap reads and where he got the ball out to was really good, and we got to continue that.
Next question from Alex DeMauro. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi, what will you have to do to beat Stony Brook this week?
We're going to play really, really well. There's no question about that. It's tough to play up there. We haven't had any success at Stony Brook since I've been here. They play well at home. They are and always have and always will be a physical football team in all three phases. You know, they play physical on defense, but, you know, they're a physical offensive football team, and they've always been that way. And then they're really, really physical in the special teams. We got to match that physicality. If we don't match the physicality, we got no chance. And so I got a ton of respect for what Coach is doing there, how hard they play, their physical nature. Up there, it's a tough place to play, I think, for any opponent in there. You know, you got to remember now, you know, they've lost three, but they've lost three to three really good football teams. You know, two of the best teams in our league, and then an FBS opponent. And you can say what you want. You know, when you play an FBS opponent, it doesn't make it, you know, no matter what their record are and how they played against other people, they've got good players. They got FBS players. So, you know, they had a tough stretch. I know they'll be ready to play. Chuck will have them ready, excited to play. And, you know, we're gonna have to play extremely well, a lot better than we played these first three games.
Got a follow-up from Anthony. Go ahead, Anthony.
Mentioning Stony Brook as well. They already have 10 sacks on the year. Their pass rush has been very good. You guys have struggled in that regard, giving up 14 already to start the year. How could you fortify that group to prevent that from happening?
Well, we got to try to prevent it from happening. You know, we protected the quarterback a little bit better this week. But you're right. I mean, there's too many sacks we've given up. Some are on the offensive linemen. Some are on our quarterback, not getting it out. You know, that'll be a big challenge for us, protecting Kyle this week, because I know they'll be able to rush the passer. They've got some good pass rushers up front. And, you know, they'll do a really good job. And they do a nice job of scheming it up to try to get somebody free, whether it's with twists or add-on blitzes or whatever it is. But we got to do a great job of protecting Kyle, give him some time. But, you know, it'll be a challenge, no question about that.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, follow up from John. Go ahead, John. Yeah, I'm you, John.
I apologize. Coach Huseman, how did the three games leading up to this point and the start of CAA football competition strike you in terms of the progress Richmond may have made? Thank you.
It's hard to gauge on these three games. You know, we didn't play great against Delaware State and got a win. Played a little bit better against Michigan State, but it was hard. And then that was some uphill sailing there. And in the first game, you know, we fought. We played decent on defense. We didn't play great on offense. So, you know, I really haven't got a gauge on our team yet. You know, I'd like for them to, you know, play more, execute better in all three phases. You know, we'll see how it goes up there. But I think, you know, it's hard to get a read on our team right now. And so I really don't know what to say. I don't know if we're good, if we're bad, if we're average. It's just hard to gauge right now.
Thank you.
Russ, the game on Saturday is 3-3 in the second quarter, and you were able to put a couple drives, a long drives together. But you talked about Kyle's growth. How big was the big play to Jerry right before the half to finally not have to grind out a drive and get an explosive play?
Well, that was huge. You know, there's only 38 seconds on the clock, and we got the ball back. And the offensive coaches asked me, you know, well, what do you want to do? And I said, well, let's run the ball. If we get a first down, get a chunk play, then we'll get into two-minute mode. And we actually got an 8-yard run. I called timeout. I told him, I said, let's try to get a field goal. And, they slipped Jerry down the middle there, and he caught it on stride, and he runs pretty well. So, you know, that was a big, I think, going into the locker room, getting that one. And Kyle, you know, executed well. Jerry ran a great route, and you know, that was a big hit right there.
Before I let you go, you talked about Stony Brook and their running game, that they've traditionally been known, and you and Coach Brewer have certainly gone against each other plenty, but they're also breaking in a new quarterback and Casey Case. How have you seen him grow over the first 3 weeks, and what do you think of him on tape?
Kind of like Kyle. I think his growth is, they look very similar as far as their growth and, you know, how much, you know, how the improvement that you see game to game to game. So, I mean, those two guys are in the same boat. Obviously, this is their first time really playing college football. You know, I think the advantage, Kyle's been in our system and kind of knows it. But I see a lot of similarities in both those guys. No question. They're both big, strong kids that can throw the football. And, you know, the arm talent is there. And just I think seeing those two guys and how they progress through the third game is very similar. No question about that.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Long Island, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.